Redwall Abbey's twin bells, Matthias and Methuselah, boomed out a warm, brazen message of peace over Mossfar country. In the aftermath of a temporary breakfast, with the promise of an afternoon feast, Redwallers and their allies flooded joyfully out into the Abbey grounds. Buckler, Django, Oakheart and Skipper accompanied the Abbess, gathering on the gatehouse steps to deal with current matters. Marjoram looked to Buckler for assistance.
First, there's the problem of your friend Diggs. Where do you think he's gone? Maybe you can organise a search party. He could be anywhere in the Abbey, even in the grounds. Very odd, him going off like that.
Buckler did his best to sum up the situation.
Aye, ma'am, I'll arrange a search locally. As you say, it is odd, but Diggs was acting strangely after his head wound, as you saw. But I don't care if he thinks he's some old officer.
Here, Buckler chuckled.
Colonel Crockley Spotherington, wasn't it? Diggs is Diggs, basically. He can take care of himself. And as for not wanting victuals, he'll show up faster than a scorched frog as soon as his stomach tells him it's dinner time. Leave the problem of Diggs to me, ma'am. Now, what next?
Oakheart held up a paw.
What's become of our two friends, the real heroes of the battle, Amravina and Axtell? They seem to have disappeared too.
Django did not seem unduly worried.
Disappeared, it don't need any looking after. A pity any score of him and what gets in their way, mate.
Skipper nodded agreement with his Gowsome friend.
Right, matey. Amri and Axtell are two fearsome warriors. They'll come back if they feel like. But if they wants to wander and travel well, fortune be with them both, and may the sun shine warm on their paws.
The gatehouse door opened. Big Bartage strode out, wielding a shovel. He was followed by formal Darby, plus a procession of moles, all suitably geared out with picks, shovels, hoes and rakes. Darby gave orders to his crew.
Go in and find some wheelie-barrows. Them prattle be bees in he orchard. Excuse oi, ma'am. Us'n's gotten work to be done.
Marjoram shook her head in wonder.
I didn't know that many creatures could fit into our little gatehouse. Must have been quite a crush in there.
Bartage tugged his head spikes respectfully.
Oh, it was, ma'am. But we're all about our tasks now. We're going to open the gates and clear that pile of rubble away. Then there's the lawns and flower beds to be set right and proper again. One thing me and the formal can't abide is untidy abbey grounds.
He strode off without awaiting a reply. The mother abbess's smile lit up the summer morn.
Right, that's one problem we don't have to worry about. Shall we adjourn to the wall tops and keep out of their way?